Thank you. We actually got to do our very first video for that song. If you want to check it out, go on to our Facebook and our website, www.carolinechocolatedrops.com. It's the first video we've ever done, and we were really proud of it. It was filmed in the South, and with just all my family was there, and Music Maker Relief Foundation artists were there, all these blues musicians. It was a really fun shoot, and we'd love for you to check it out because we're really proud of that video. It shows the South as it is, which is black and white and every color in between, and it's everybody, you know. So anyway, check it out. We're proud of that. But we're gonna go back a wee bit now. We're gonna go back to 1855. But I will remind you that we are only going to do this musically.
Yep.
We have no desire to go back to 1855 ourselves.
No, that's not a nostalgia trip that any of us on stage want to do.
No.
You know?
But there's some amazing music that comes from that era. We're gonna do I have here a minstrel era replica banjo, and I'll hold it up for you. You can see it's quite different. It's got a goatskin head and a wooden rim, and it's fretless. And this was the first commercially produced banjo made in the United States. Before this, for 100 years. The banjo was known as a black instrument. It was an African instrument, African-American instrument, and that's what it was known as. And then in the 1840s, some white musicians started like wanting to learn this, and they picked it up and they started playing it in public, and it took over the world. And I kid you not, these folks, it took over the United States, and then they traveled all over the world playing the banjo. They went everywhere, Australia, Europe, UK. The only problem is that all of this was done in blackface. So that's why we don't really talk about it. But it was the most popular form of entertainment, blackface minstrelsy, for like 80 years in America. That's a really long time to not talk about something. So even though there's a lot of horrible negative stereotyping, of course, in that, there's also amazing music because it's one of the earliest black and white cultural exchanges that we have record of in the United States. And some of this music was written down in the mid-1800s as banjo tutors because people wanted to learn these tunes. And also in other places it became black minstrelsy, like actual black people in blackface performing this stuff towards the end of the century, and that became tinted minstrelsy, which gave rise to artists like Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, started their careers under these tins. So it's a really vastly complicated and long subject, which we won't say any more about today. But you can go look it up. It's really, really interesting, and there's a lot more to it than just, you know, horrible caricatures, which they're in there. Don't believe me. It's hard to take, but there's some really interesting history that's intertwined with our cultural history, and black and white history. It's American history. It's not just one history, you know. So
yeah.
We're gonna do a couple of pieces from the Briggs Banjo Instructor, which is one of the first of these instructors that came out. And a lot of these early tunes were actually collected from black players, so we find that very important. And they're really awesome tunes. Syncopation before people even knew what that was. So these fine fellas here are gonna both play the bones.
The bones. Hello, these are the bones. The bones are a universal.
You gonna show me bones?
They're found all over the world. And
behave, Don, behave.
Mesopotamia, ancient Egypt, parts of Asia, everyone had their own version of the bones. And when they came to America, they believed they came through Irish immigrants who hung out with poor blacks and slaves, and it kind of became a part and part of African-American music. And then became an important part of minstrelsy, where you had a banjo player, a fiddle player, a tambourine player, and a bones player, which was a traditional minstrel band. So I have two pairs of bone ones, and I got a new set of bone ones. And they believe this is what a lot of sailors use, were these kind. This is made out of ox shin, but they believe sailors would have had them made out of whale bone. And then these are cow ribs. So you can hear the very different sound in the bones. And then Dom has a pair that are made out of wood, and they have also another different tone. So the bones.
All right.
There you go.
So here we go. Thus ends the lecture portion of the Carolina Chocolate Drops show. But you understand, we can't just throw this stuff out here without some context. It's really important. So I hope you're okay with that. All right. All right, you're my kind of people. All right, let's do it.